Flooding is affecting sponsored children in Burkina Faso. Bible distribution is expanding in India, and an art gallery depicts prison inmates' newfound faith. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. The floodwaters continue to destroy homes, changing lives, and causing illness in Africa's Burkina Faso. 9 people are dead, 150,000 are affected by heavy rains. Compassion International's Jeff Peters says their work is being affected.
The most immediate report we have is that 1,537 compassion-assisted children in that country have been affected, either by having their homes completely destroyed or by having their homes flooded out to the point where they're just not really inhabitable right now.
Since the flooding, Compassion is now raising $1.7 million to rebuild homes and replace household items and tools. Many of the people affected were only able to find refuge and shelter in local churches. Peters is asking you to pray for them.
That they might be able to provide what those people need. Not only the tangible assets that they need to get replaced, but also be able to come alongside them and help them to use this opportunity to help share the love of Christ with this community.
Child sponsors and donors are needed now. Next, Christians believe this may only be the beginning. The Chinese government appears to be making a move to pressure house churches to close their doors. China Aid Association's Bob Fu.
This is part of the so-called pre-16th Communist Party rule anniversary crackdown. Other churches were also pressured to stop their worship services, or even their rental building were asked to cancel their contract.
Fu says they're seeing the crackdown intensify in preparation for the public celebration. He says a house church ministry was targeted just a few days ago.
A crowd of strangers arranged by the Chinese government violently broke down the door to a Christian vocational school, started attacking and tried to confiscate their private properties.
Contact the Chinese embassy. Go to our website for that contact information. You're listening to Mission Network News. Millions will be reached with the power of God's Word in India. This year, 98 people in the Delhi area have already come to Christ from the Ministry of Bibles for the World. Many have been touched by the Gospel of John in Hindi, so the ministry is now printing the entire New Testament in the national language. Moi Padidi says,
"It is truly exciting and challenging to contemplate the possibility of reaching millions of Hindi-speaking people with the Word of God."
Bibles for the World is partnering with missionaries who will follow up Bible distribution with a goal of planting new churches. The final hoop to jump through is financial. It costs $2.25 to print, package, and mail a New Testament. You can help in two ways.
Please join us in prayer. And as the Lord enables and moves your heart, please do participate in giving to reach families with the Word of God.
Elsewhere, 270,000 people remain unreached with the gospel in Mozambique, but the hunger for the gospel is evident. It's so evident that pastors in the country have quickly run out of audio Bible materials to hand out. Audio Scripture Ministries of Holland, Michigan is working hard to get a shipment of materials out as soon as they can, but they need your help. Finances are still needed to help fund the digital players that will speak the Word of God. If you can help, just visit our website. And a new art gallery opened Monday in West Michigan. What makes this so exciting? The gallery is made up completely of art created by prison inmates. Crossroad Bible Institute will rotate artwork in the gallery from some of their 40,000 students across the country whose art is often inspired by their new faith in Christ. The gallery will give the public a better understanding of those in prison. If you'll be in Michigan soon, consider stopping by. Mission Network News is a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Mission Network News is a monthly bulletin insert service available for your church. It features the month's top stories with full-color photos from the field, information on how people in your church can get out of the pew and begin doing something for God. Just click on the link at missionnetworknews.org to see a sample and subscribe. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.